here at the CN Center. The Prince George Cougars win it to cap off the homestand and the home schedule of the regular season with a 3-2 shootout win over the Kamloops Blazers and a classic here at CN Center. And boy, what a way to cap it off.
6-0 homestand, dramatic victory for this Prince George team. Ravensbergen at his absolute best in the third period and OT. And I'll tell you, this Kamloops team is just snake-bitten against Prince George. There's no other way to put it.
Mark Lamb, are you downstairs?
Yeah.
There we
are.
Yeah. Mark Lamb live here down at ice level after just a crazy game here tonight. And you win at 3-2 in a shootout. And what a way. You know, we talk about resiliency all the time about this hockey team and how many times it's happened. I feel like this is another example. And to have it in the last home regular season game, that's got to feel good to have a perfect homestand to complete the home schedule.
Yeah, it was a real grind out there. We didn't have our A game, you know, tonight, you know, so we just had to keep grinding. And yeah, I heard you guys talking about it. Rav was excellent in the third period and overtime.
Oh, you just sometimes we tend to take number 31 for granted, but he made some saves there that just and he always just seems to play his best with the game on the line, third period or extra. I mean, Mark, you just got to get the whole team confidence knowing these tight, close games, and you're going to be having those in the playoffs.
Yeah, we've got a lot of experience in that category also. You know, and Rav is, I think he's at the top of his game, you know, probably even better than the last couple of years. He just looks so confident and calm in there.
Especially in overtime. I mean, holy smokes, they had a lot of looks. They had a crossbar, but you mentioned it. Like, that might be some of the most elite goaltending, arguably, that we've seen from him. I mean, that was truly sensational just to watch, and I feel like the fans are aware of that, too, about how unreal that overtime was for Josh there, for your group.
Yeah, I know. He played unbelievable, and then it was just a grind, and it was nice to get that extra point.
What does it tell you? 8-1 against Kamloops, and 5 of those games gone beyond regulation time.
Well, it just tells me that they're a real good team, and it's that record isn't the record. You can see how tight the games have been, and we came out on the right side of it, and which is excellent. But they're a real good hockey team.
Yeah, 6 of the 9 games have been decided by one goal. Coach, now a 42-22-2 record with 2 games remaining on the schedule. Like, what a special year once again. I feel like we've said that every single season over these last couple of years, but I'm not asking where you rank it, but just how special has this group been, and how fun has it been to watch and work with this group?
Well, it's a special group, and it's a hard working honest group. And like I said, we didn't have our A game tonight, and when we don't have our A game, you know, we have Rav, and we got different areas of the game that can beat another team. So it's a real fun team to coach. We're all in. You know, I like when we didn't even really find our game tonight, and a lot had to do with them. They're a real good hockey team, but like I said, we didn't hit our A game.
With that win, you move into third in the Western Conference. Control your destiny with back-to-back coming up with Victoria. You're a point ahead of Kelowna. Kelowna has 2 with Penticton. We've talked about, in your mind, what is the importance of being number 3 rather than 4?
Well, it's pretty simple. You're number 3. You know, you're higher in the standings, and that's what hockey is all about. You know, you want to make the playoffs. You want to finish as high as you can. Whoever you play, that's who you play.
Yeah, good way to end it, Mark. Congrats on a great home schedule. Still 2 to go, but great win tonight. That was fun to watch, and best of luck and safe travels to Victoria.
All right, thanks, guys.
GM and head coach Mark Lamb, appreciate his time. As always, I think he lost his voice after that one. That
was. I'm amazed you didn't.
Yeah, I was close.
Yeah,
close at one point. I needed a couple of breaths there in OT, but